97. We'll chant the short mandal offering at the bottom of the page in Tibetan. Sa ji per ki shu shi
No. This comes down on the definition of a spirit. This comes down on the definition of a spirit. What do you mean a spirit? beings that doesn't have like physical form that we do. Yeah, then of course there are many beings who does not have physical form like we do, but they do exist. That they have all kind of different kind of names. So each time when we create the karma, so need to think about the teaching of karma first. Every cause, whenever we create karma, there will be two results. Every action has two results. That's very important to remember. One that you experience, one result that you experience, another result that you repeat, whatever you, time of actions, whatever you, let's say, lie. You're going to be lied. That the experiencing results, the karma that's been created. No, relatively better, but another one, this one is called Nyawajindi. Nyawajindi means you experience similar result to the cause. No, you lie, then you'll be lied to. Just experiencing result similar to the cause. Relatively lighter, so then another result is like, then you keep lying. So that's not that good. No? So you know that each action is two results. So now, why Buddha taught karma? To help us. That's all. Every single teaching is to help liberate us from stress. Means problem that relates to the mind. Whatever you call stress, tension, pain, whatever you call. There are so many things that relate to the mind. Every single teaching is taught to free you from those problems. So, sometimes people don't understand the meaning of karma, that they misuse, and somebody get hurt. Hurt means somebody's feeling get hurt. Almost like saying, oh, you deserve that. Nobody deserves suffering, nobody. Everybody deserves happiness, enlightenment. Why? Because everybody possesses Buddha natures. That's what we deserve. If teaching of the karma gives you that idea, oh, I deserve, probably you don't understand. You don't understand the teaching of karma, you don't understand. Yes, no, it's kind of complicated. no knowledge about what is ultimate reality, what is true nature of everything. So that makes more difficult to understand the karma. There's a core relationship between existence and why things exist, because of reason. How they exist, then you look at from the emptiness point of view, how they exist. So this goes, this kind of complement each other. So maybe lack of understanding, lack of maybe knowledge about shunyata, emptiness, maybe that's why is we don't understand karma in deeper level. So my point here is like, if somebody says, or you read, or you think, is every single teaching is taught to help us to liberate. No. If that any teaching that cause stress, so then what you do now? You know, so. So now the question leads back to the questions here. Why some spirit harm? From general point of view, why you, you know, like, what happens when you harm? What happens? Every action, there will be reactions. Every action, there will be reactions. You can say, you know, like, I think it's not really fair to say I don't remember. Or there are many things maybe you remember, you don't remember in this life too. That doesn't mean it never happens, but that's not true. It does happen. You can't say, oh, I don't remember. No, there are so many things in this life you don't remember. It doesn't mean it doesn't happen. It did happen. So then problem with that, so then we as a people become very superstitious, very high say, superstitious, or something happened, or maybe because we like to blame. We like to blame things, you know, so that's not just you, everybody does. Everybody does. Yeah, probably if animals speak, they also do the same thing. If animals speak human language, probably they will do the same thing, but we don't know. That's just part of the samsari beings, that's, you know, like yeah, a lot of things happen because of the way we perceive. As I mentioned before, somebody asked His Holiness Dalai Lama somewhere in France, requesting to come to their house to do something because they feel some kind of presence of interference in their home. And His Holiness probably went there, so what he did is just sit there, meditate on compassions. That's the probably best way to deal. Spirit, you, everybody have problems. Everybody has problems. Unless you liberate, you completely liberate yourself from samsara, then you are free of problems. Other than that, everybody is going through some kind of complications all the time. Even the spirits who are there, you know, stuck. It's not just spirit, no, it's just the combinations of your mind and the presence of the spirit that cause the problem. No? Taking refuge in the Tara, taking refuge in Buddha Dhamma Sangha. In the text it said it will protect, you will be protected. So mainly your mind will protect you. Your mind will protect you. Then, like, not even with the spirit that are helpful. There are many practices. I myself never tried, but there are practices that you can do. So overpower the spirit, so then you can ask them to do something for your favor. No, probably there will be no happy ending. There will be no ending. End is not going to be happy one. End, you know, because out of greed, that's what he did. Out of greed, not out of loving kindness, compassion, bodhicitta. Out of greed, then you do something. Then probably you weep. You may see some spirit, but nobody else sees. Probably you see. Then you don't ask. Okay, maybe you should get enlightened now. You should practice lamrim. That's not what people ask. People ask, bring me gold, bring me wealth. So that's what I'm saying, you know. So I think, far as I remember, there's one monk in monastery. He did that rituals. I'm not sure how successful he became. So anyway, he's not in the monastery now. He was somewhere in Switzerland, now working very hard to make money, so probably indicates probably he hasn't been success in this practice. You know, if he's been successful in this practice, so probably he don't need to walk. So there's only one, not just me, old monks, no, he's a young monk, like our age. He said he tried, so who knows. But anyway, so he kind of disappeared whole week. So that's what he said. Because you know, you have to do it very secretly, that nobody, all the things that people not should not see. So anyway, so help. As a Buddhist, what's your goal? Moksha. Liberation, that's the goal. That's the dream, that's the goal. Moksha. Wealth, you know, like many other things that people like, how the people wish to have. No need to practice Buddhism. Why you practice Buddhism? You know, why you practice Lamrim? So to get there, what other people does, what other people do, that you do the same thing. What they do to get money, so what they do. So then you do the same thing. So, wealth mantras, and now wealth mantras. So then, of course, there's another thing called Dharma protectors. We did talk last Wednesday. Dharma protectors. You see image, but you don't see the real one. But some people do see or feel them, their presence. So those people protects who are practicing Dharma. That's why it's called Dharma protectors. Chichong Sungma. They protect people who practice Dharma. So then some people do tea offering practice, continue every day do tea offering practice. There are certain practices, you know, you do. Then there's some kind of commitment too, community involved with that. Generally speaking, at the spirit, yeah, if you are definition of spirit is some being who does not have this body as we do, so there, those everything falls into the same category, spirit. So then the Dharma protectors, and sometimes the channels to people. You see the video? Padmasambhava is the one who did that. When he came to Tibet, there are so many things happening in Tibet, so then whatever he's doing, people don't believe him, so that he is the one who eventually invited spirit into people's body, so then people can see now. So that's the beginning of that. The highest oracle, what do you call this? Trends or oracle? Yeah. That spirit comes into people's body, then kind of give you prophecy, you know. So, Tibetan government's issues, like important issues, has been decided by human and the spirit. So, since I think Dalai Lama took over, first Dalai Lama, now 14th Dalai Lama, Nature Oracle is the one of the His Holiness protectors. Basically, it's like attendant. It's not above His Holiness, it's just like His Holiness attendance. You know? So, you see, you don't see. Do His Holiness see? Probably His Holiness sees all the time. All the time. Some people say, some people say that, no. Why we don't see? Because their physical form is so subtle, that's why you can't see. Our eye can't just only see the shape and scientists would say the same thing. Our eye only sees where there's light reflects. There's something to light to reflect. If there's nothing to light to reflect, your eye cannot see. Mind doesn't need light. Mind doesn't need light. Mind can see. It does not depend on the light reflected object. Mind can see. Otherwise, you know, how you see emptiness, how you see impermanence. The mind can see. I cannot see. So in that regard, science is right. So that you only see things that reflect light that you see. But it has to have shape, or some kind of shape, or some kind of color. So there's also no need to go to detail. So, there are many stories, so not that important. So, wealth mantra, recite Tara mantra. Tara mantra. Why some people have wealth? Caused by what? Why some people have wealth, some people doesn't have wealth. Why? That's the question. How you answer? Or it just happened. Then there's nothing we can do. It just happened, there's nothing you can do. Then not just that, then everything, it just happened. There's nothing you can do, no matter what, it's just that. If you do good things, it doesn't matter. If you do collisively bad things, doesn't matter. Because things just happen for no reason. If that's your answer, So just think about, that everything has reason, But please don't become the victim of karma. If you become the victim of karma, then your understanding of karma is not good. Teaching about karma is there to help you to lift up from the problem. So then Tara mantra, so that's why every day something is very important. I'm not just telling you to do, because I myself also do the same thing. Every day something. People shouldn't hope something doing nothing. No, that's not good. That's not fair. Is that fair? That's not fair. You do nothing and hoping something will help. Something will happen. Now the question is how? How is it going to happen? So it's hard to believe that it's hard to believe that according to Buddhism, this life has no beginning. It's hard to believe that you've never been generous. That's hard to believe. Logically, it doesn't make sense. So, okay, now if I've been generous many, multiple times, life before this, why it's not happening now? So there's many, many practice that is associated with general wealth, such as like Namse, Zambala, there's many, many things. How this works, how this ritual works. You have to have karma. If you don't have karma, it doesn't work. If there's no karma, no matter what you do, it doesn't work. That means you're just looking at the field, oh, this is very rich soil, wondering why nothing's growing. Did you put some seed there? If the answer is no, why are you waiting? Nothing's going to grow. Don't wait, don't just wonder, oh, maybe apple will grow. Did you ever put apple seed there? If the answer is no, then how apple will grow? Well, I hope apple will just grow for no reason. Then that's not good. It will not grow. So, that's, I think, in my view, that's how it works, those rituals related to the wealth. That's how it works. It's a gap. Maybe that's a gap. Why that's a gap? Maybe some of them, even though you've been generous, but his intention was not very strong. Even the action was very big, but intentions was weak. Or maybe somebody forced, I don't know, giving in this, even this life. Just think about it. Intentions very pure. When you give so excited, when you only get so happy, you rejoice. That's how everything giving been done in this life? Probably not. Did you ever give? Yes, you give. Probably give many times. When you give, if your intention is very strong, your action is so that you are like fully aware throughout the process when you are giving. Then after that, you rejoice, you dedicate it. That's how every giving happens. Probably not. That's why maybe those gaps have been created like that. Maybe it's not really complete, even though you've been generous, but it's not complete form of generosity. Complete. So the question is, why someone who's have a lot of money, why do people keep getting money? Well, I don't need money, so why am I getting money? Maybe you give for somebody who doesn't need money, so that's what. Some people, they get money when they're very desperate. Why? Because maybe you give to somebody who's desperate. You give something, now it happens to you when you're desperate. Time, the intentions. So many, many, many things, many, many, you know, like, many, many things. Or time-wise, you know. If you have $100, if somebody gives you $1, but doesn't mean much. If somebody has no money, if you give $1, that means so much. Amount is same thing, same amount. So that's what I'm saying, you know, there are in this life there are many, many clues and the hints that we don't pay attention. There are many things happening, but you know. So anyway, so thus reciting para mantra, reciting 21 para prayers, does that help? Absolutely, it will help. Just knowing that it will help, if you don't say it, then it's not going to help. Or somebody, you know, I read para practice says, para number this, you know, recite this mantra, it will, you know, create wealth. And first of all, I have no faith. I have no faith in that. I don't think it's not going to work. Say a few times, then give up. That's not how it works. Oh. It will be consistent. The intention has to be positive. If I have more wealth, I will share. I will help. I will help more people. Not because I want to buy, you know, like, just enjoy myself, you know, to share, you know, to share. You know. It doesn't matter if that person is related to me or not related to me, I'll just share. If I see somebody, I'll just give. You know, here at the Kadamba Center, we do have people who are very, very generous. Positive intentions, they give. So that's exactly, if somebody is desperate, you offer something, and next time when you're desperate, you'll get it. Because of time. as I said, everything is precisely as that's how everything works. So then one of the 20, out of 21 paras, one of them is for wealth. Because there's a mantra you can learn. I already taught that mantra already many times. Not necessarily thinking about wealth, you know, like who knows, there may be so many obstacles. You know, so I just, I don't think of wealth whenever I do my practice. I don't think of wealth. You know, I just do my practice, you know, so, and I firmly believe if you have no karma, no matter what you do, you're not going to get anything. You can run up and down, talk to all kinds of people, do all kinds of things. If you have karma, you do nothing, you'll get money. Somebody will help you, you'll say nothing. You don't ask people, you don't beg, you know, you don't. Even you, somebody says, okay, we'll help, you should say, I don't need help. Eventually, somehow, the karma will be created. When you receive one, what you do? You need to create more karma now. You need to create more karma. Or you can just say, oh, I just got lucky, you know, there's somebody helped me, I just got lucky. No. There's a result of something. Then you try to be more generous. Try to create more merit. So Jill and I talked yesterday. Jill said, when you talk about merit, people don't understand what merit means. So I taught about marriage last 20 years. Now it's your responsibility to explain what it means to English-speaking people, what it means. I hope you get some ideas when I say marriage. If you do, then it's time to now explain what marriage, if people don't understand, especially on Sunday. No matter what, if you do practice every day, you know, every day you practice, you know, sincerely, genuinely, intention, right from the beginning, intention is a positive, you know, just to benefit, that's all, just to help. Not thinking of yourself, just to help. Or maybe you may think of some project. This is not, you know, that's for others. You know. And that, okay, so then. Yeah, so if you want to learn, so maybe talk to Samula. Samula will teach you the mantra. I already taught this, all 21 mantras. Tara mantra say, it's not just a wealth. It's about so many things. Why there are 21 of them? Each one serve different purpose. If I made this up, You could be suspicious. If I made this up, you could be suspicious. No. Lama Atisha. Metara. I didn't make it up. Lama Atisha. In your Lovini, read Lama Atisha biography. You know. Who taught 21 Tara practice? Buddha. Shakyamuni Buddha, founder of Buddhism, taught. As I said last Wednesday, one text that I memorized. That's like long text, 135 pages. My teacher said, if I recite this with my heart, 100 times in 100 days row, 100 times each day, whole text by heart, 100 days, no break, says I will see emptiness. I did memorize the text. I can say by heart, did I do that? No, I failed. Now, is it true or not true? Can I tell? No, I cannot tell. Because I did try them fail, you know. So like something happens, you know, like altogether I did recite almost like 200 by session, not like every day whole text, you know. One day recite 40 page, next day 40 page, then another day 30 page, like that, you know. That did happen something. But they are like orally transmitted. There are some orally transmitted. How you can tell whether they're true or not. But now it's too late because now I don't remember by heart. I wish to probably do here. I have more time now. I don't have to go to school. I finish all my studies. Now I have more time. unfortunately, I couldn't remember. I couldn't remember by heart. It's all almost gone, almost gone. Even just reading, you know, takes a long time. So now, like that, similar like that. So same like paratracks, all of this, you know, text. This, or if you recite a large quantity of mantra, you generate some power. How you can tell? Did you ever recite large quantity of mantra? Probably not. Maybe you cannot tell. You can never tell. You know, all like that. Okay. Then why things works? You know, there are many, many causes. That's why things works. Oh yeah. Okay. Oh, sorry. But the question took almost all time. Oh, now back to the class. Oh, sorry. Are you reciting Tara Mantra, 21 Tara Praises? It's almost impossible not to get 10 minutes out of 12 hours. What do you do? Out of 12 hours, are you saying that you don't get time to say a Tara Mantra? That's like unbelievable. Out of 12 hours, you are saying that I didn't have 10 minutes to say a Tara Mantra. So that means, you know, that practice is not priority in your life. It comes to the bottom of the list. So then result will come to the bottom of the list. It won't come to the top of the list. It will come to the bottom of the list. Why? Because you put that in the bottom of the list. That's why. okay, so... Yeah, so did I make you more depressed? Huh? Need to tell the truth. You can say something very nice. Or you think, oh, this is very kind of easy, very nice. No, that is probably going to be a lie. No, that down the road is not good. It's not good. Huh? Maybe you may do nothing. And maybe hope for something good, or Gishikele said. It doesn't matter who said, Gishikele said, who said. That's not good. Doesn't matter who said. Oh. Tell the truth if someone there have will, hard power to do. When they do, they get benefit. No? So, okay. This is that. So the last Wednesday here, what we talk about there's connections between how you build, how you generate universal compassion is required foundations. What is the foundation? Foundation is to understand there is connections between every living beings. If you think that there's no connection, that's mistaken. If you think there's no relationship or connections, how you say? Connections. Universal compassion is just between lips, that's all. It will never happen here, just here. You could say so much, but not knowing the foundations. Oh, that's what we discussed, I think, last Wednesday. Then, you know, like somebody's being kind, then you. Like you being unkind to that person, that's like repaying kindness with unkindness. That person is worse than animal, for example, like even animal knows who's loving them, who's caring about them. Even animals knows, who has no language, no education, no religion. Even they knows who's treating them well. As a human being, someone's treating you well, then you treat that person very unkindly, that's like worse than animals. No need to read the books. You can tell. Well, immediately, the animal said, didn't he? Ni me to the la pula mother to the, pay simchi, or the temperature, but nothing he just loves. So that's why Lama Tsongkhapa was saying, that's why people follow the footsteps of Buddha. Someone who symbolized it, someone who understood there's connection between every living beings, and the goal is to just to benefit them, who's doing their kind of role as a role model. Role model. Oh, that's why people follow his footsteps. Buddha. It could be just normal human being who's doing good things, who's being kind, generous, always thinking something positive. Follow the person. You'll get benefit. You know, doesn't have to be, you know, so the Buddha is like the role model. Well, tebe shen la pinje sendi sang. Tebe shen la pinje sendi chang. So, sendi sang. So, sendi sang di, sendi sang di, sang di, sendi, pen la, sendi, pen la, sendi, peba tempa di, riba tempa gobe, riba tempe, gobe, sendi pen. Ale, saga, tebe shen la pinje sendi sang, sendi sang. So, in order to benefit others, so, gentle mind, kind mind. That's what you need. You need kind mind in order to help someone. In order to help someone, you need kind mind. So that's why Lama Tsongkhapa here explaining the importance of kind mind, warm heart. Sangdi, simji, penla, simji, penla, shenbe te. Then you know, like, say, attention, respect, all these good things. Oh, we love attention. We love to be respect. We love to be. Then all that things follows because of the kind heart. You do get attention. You people do respect you because, you know, because of the qualities. Sangdi simji. Penla simbetes. Penla simji gubatembe, zibatembe gudu simbetes. Simsan jonda, no simjibons. So that's why Lama Tsongkhapa begging us, please practice kind heart, warm heart. Lama Tsongkhapa said, please practice warm heart, kind heart. The evil heart will deteriorate eventually, will get weaker and weaker, eventually it will die down. That's why Lama Tsongkhapa begging us, practice gentle mind, warm heart, sen sang, sang, gentle. Gentle sang, no, gentle. Sen, mind, gentle mind. Jong means practice. Ne sen, ne means harm. Sen, ne sen, harmful mind. Ne sen, sen means mind. Sim is mind, nu means hung, nu sim, harmful mind. Sim sang, sim is mind, sang is gentle, kind, warm. Sim sang, jong tongues. Practice gentle mind. Nu sim, rigidities. Evil mind will sequentially or eventually will get weaker or deteriorated. Things in gum the dimishula tas. Then again continues things in single pointed concentrations. Lama Tsongkhapa says train on that. Train on single pointed concentrations. What will be the result? Result will be affliction mind. There's two kinds. Two types of affliction minds, probably. I always explain that, if you remember that, Dini. Dini comes out. Dini means single-pointed meditations. Dini, two types of aspirations will, as a purify. Indirectly will purify. Ninji, Jedang, Yawanga, And then continues, okay? Generate compassion. Number one was Ningjie. Compassion. Ningjie means compassion. Ningjie. So we had a lot of discussion about the Ningjie, like, he has a, I pity on you, pity on you, pity. I think that's not really the Ningjie. What is the definition of Ningjie? What is the definition of compassion? In Sanskrit it's called Karuna. What is the definition? Definition of compassion is Rangi Miyudu Churves. Something that you see. Rangi Miyudu Dunga Chinnave Sinji. Somebody you see going through difficulties. That's the object. Rangi Miyudu Churves Dunga Chinnave Sinji La Mine. You witness, or you heard, or you saw that Rangi Miyudu Churves Dunga Chinnave Sinji La Mine. Dunga da tanzei ki namba chingi tsewa. That's what you could call love, or loving kindness. Rise, based on what you're seeing, rise. Or could rise negative mindset too. Could rise, you know. Rise kind of mindset, wish to alleviate from that person, from the problems. That is called compassion. That's the definition of compassion. So, Rangi Miyudu Churves Dunga Chinnave Sinji La Dunga Tanzei Namba Chingi Tsewa. Rangi Miyudu Churves Dunga Chinnave Sinji La. Compassion will not. That's a general speaking, generally speaking, Rangi Miyudu Dunga Chinnave Sinji La Dunga. So now the question is, our understanding of problems, does that go deep enough? Probably not. That's why you have problems developing compassion towards somebody who's very successful. You think it's like oh, well off, like financially, physically. No, that person is a problem. That person is a problem. That's why you don't understand the true nature of First Noble Truth. Four Noble Truth, maybe you don't understand the Four Noble Truth. If you don't understand the Four Noble Truth, there will be no foundations to develop compassion towards all living beings. Then bodhicitta is just word. There will be no actual bodhicitta, it's just word. So that's how the compassion has been generated. You witness, this is Lama Tsongkhapa saying, generate compassion, ninje ketans, ninje chetans. Jewangangi pels, positive mind will rise, automatically rise. Positive mindset will automatically rise if you generate compassion. Positive mindset automatically rise. Even though you have to live in the fire pit eons and eons, just forget about one minute, eons in the fire pit just to help one sentient being. Can you imagine that? How you're going to generate that kind of mindset? How you're going to generate? Sinji Rishi and Namibi, then a couple of years on the Ninji Mijos. If you need to live in the fire pit, eons and eons, just to have one person, one being, will you be depressed? No, not at all. Not at all. Ninji Mijos. Will your compassion get weak? No. It will become more powerful. The Guru Puja was the Guru Puja You do it joyfully and you have like a lot of strength, your compassion will grow. So that's why it means what it means, Lama Tsongkhapa said, Ninji Ketans, generate compassion, Gewangangi Pel, positive mindset, positivity will automatically automatically multiplies. Automatically multiplies. Give up. Ngangi pel. Ngang means automatically. No need to put effort. Nyebo tenda, nyemo rangsa jiros. Nyebo, antidote. Nyemo, afflicted mind. Lama Tsongkhapa said, rely on antidote. Practice antidote. Afflicted mind or affliction will die down right here, right there, right here. How? What do you do? When you get angry, what do you do? What kind of antidote? Practice patience. You will be protected from anger. If you don't practice patience, you'll be not protected from anger. That's what Lama said. Nyembo tenda. Nyembo means antidote. Nyumong, rangsa, right here. Right here, rangsa, right here. Jil means just fall apart, right here. Like Gishi Langri Thapa was robber, rob people, robbers. He has this habit of stealing things. Even when he become monk. So one day he went to somebody's house doing some ritual performance, and then when they invited you, they offered the best of everything. They give you the best cup, they offer, So he's tempted to steal one cup. Then he's thinking about it, going back, or should I? Almost like Sesame Street. Take or not take, maybe not good to take, maybe you are monk, or maybe doesn't matter, long as owner don't see, who cares, So going from back and forth. Finally, from his left hand, he caught his right hand, he shouted. What he says, Gijilangli Thapa stealing. Owner came in, then so like that. That's what Lama Tsongkhapa means. Practice antidote. Negative mind will die down right here, right there. The stealing now, that mind's gone. Even though it's kind of embarrassing, but that's gone now. Thinking of tech probably is made out of silver. Kind of, the habit. Take or not take, or maybe take, maybe you should not take, or you're a monk. Or maybe it doesn't matter if the owner don't see, maybe how owner know that you steal. All kinds of conversations going back and forth. Finally, okay, enough. So then he shouted. His name is Gishi Langri Thapa. He said, Gishi Langri Thapa stealing. Owner said, what's it? The owner came inside. So it's like that. So that means applying antidote right there, that mind says it's finished. It just fall apart right there. Oh. Then you are protected. You are protected from your antidote by stealing the cups. Maybe later on, when you at that moment, kind of embarrassing, but in the later on, when you remember that, you'll be very happy. Okay. Nyembo, ten times. Nyembo means antidote. Ten means practice. Nyumong, afflicted mind. Minute they rise, kind of pulls your mind, Nyumong. There's a meaning of the term. Nyumong. Minute it rise, it kind of pulls your mind. Rangsa ji means right here, it will disappear right here. Dejang nyenche, penche, you can really say, he's my enemy, she's my enemy, I don't like her, I don't like him, because we have issues, he's like, he did that, she did that, blah, 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 blah. They are no definite friend, they are no definite enemy. Everything changed. What? Not here. Now another text composed by Kung Tang, the one of the Tibetan masters of Kung Tang, He says, Tui tari yiju tobu yans. What Lama Kundan Lama said, Tui tari yiju tobu yans. Today's best friend. Almost you can give your whole heart to that person. Tui tari yiju tobu yans. Tik lenye si la namdok yas. With few unguarded words, Dotanis then superimposed, exaggerated. Dotanis, Sanyi Damendas. Tomorrow, your today's best friend become tomorrow your worst enemy because of few unguarded words, exaggerated. How that can happen? It's my friend. No. Friend become enemy, enemy become friend. There's no definite, there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee. Dejang ninches. Enemy become friends. There's possibility that enemy could become friends. Friend could become worse enemy. There's possibilities. There's no, you can't say definite, there's possibilities. Dejang da means da enemy. Dejang ninche. Ninche means you know, enemy become friends. Not just that, then also benefits you. Nyejang, deshe, nye means friends, also become enemies, and probably going to cause a lot of problems. Nyejang, deshe, deshe, chela, susem, susem, dangsem, surache. And based on that, now think, which one? My yesterday, my best friend, now it's become worst enemy. Should I hate that person? Or now, last week I thought that person is my enemy, so now that person is helping me. Should I love him? Because I consider that person as enemy. And my today's enemy I consider as my best friend. Now which one I should help? Both. No, that's not a definite friend. Susem, dangsem, surachi. Now just think, whom should hate, whom should love, just think. Think the history, whole history, whole history. History, according to history, the person that you are thinking is the worst enemy, that's your best friend. So then, Pasataji Manada, Sivinda. Yeah, it's like, there's one of the Kadam Bhattas says, like, everything is happening is kind of laughable. Laughable? It's just kind of like a joke. No? Everything is very serious, it's kind of like a joke. Friends become enemy, enemy become friends. Who knows? Maybe your best friend lied before this. Maybe it could be the worst enemy. Now that's why you are now paying off in this life. You are kind of making up. How is it? You are making up?
Making up.
You are making up because you harm that person so much, now in this life becomes the best friend. Who knows? That's why, you know, that's why they're not here, but some other says, Kuechala, Gimutos, whatever is happening, in my universe, in my world, based on my perceptions, my mind. It's kind of a joke, you know, it's not really like there's no really definite friends. That happened in this life. Kuechula, Gimutos. But you know I think there's some of you probably know that quote in some other books, you know. The whole story goes with that, but there's not much time here, so I need to read it if you can. Samna tamje nyenda pamadus. Then Lama Tsongkhapa is saying, if you think deeply, think very carefully, there's no such a thing called enemies. Samna, sam means think. If you think, Pamje means all, Nye means friends, Pamadus, like parents. Dona, Dixempo, like Gesemtes. So now, Dona means summary, summary. Summary. Dhonam is summary. When you sums up, when you sum up, abandon disturbing thought. Practice positive thought. That's everything. Everything, positive karma, negative karma, is based on your mindset. If your mindset is good, everything will be good. If your mindset is negative, everything will be negative. Therefore, in the beginning of this test, if you remember, Lama Tsongkhapa says, therefore, everything is dependent on the mind. Dona disimbona gesim tes, ju la nesim machang, ju la. In your mind stream, in your heart. Jula means, ju means mind stream. In your heart, Lama Tsongkhapa, jula, nesim machang, nesim, harmful mind. Lama Tsongkhapa said, don't harbor harmful mind. Don't harbor harmful mind. Jula, nesim machang. What one should harbor? Beneficial mind. Mind that wants to benefit. Harbor that in your mind. Heart. Keep good mind in your heart. Don't keep or don't harbor harmful mind. What Gisikele say? What I will say? I will say, it is not good for you. That's all. It's not good for you. If you get angry, it's not good for you. It's not good for you. That's all. Oh, it's not because I'm Buddhist. It doesn't make sense. You're looking for happiness. If you're looking for happiness, then you need to do something. If you're looking for happiness, if you're looking for suffering, well then of course harbor all kinds of negative mindset. You know, it will make your life more miserable. If that's what you want to enjoy. So it's up to you. Jula in your heart. Literally means mind stream. Meaning in your heart, nesem machangs. Don't harbor harmful mind. Jula nesem machangs. Tesem chongs. Harbor beneficial mind, warm mind, warm heart. Tijin semshin, gomla simjitus. Tijin semshin. Whatever we learn, Lama Tsongkhapa said, think about it. Don't just close the book and... No. The very purpose of learning that they like to think. Like to think. That's why I'm learning, because I like to think. So Lama Tsongkhapa says, think. First learn, then think. Teachers, whatever you learn, Lama Tsongkhapa says, think. Meditate. Your mind will be trained. That's how your mind will be trained. Or tame, or train, same thing. Tame or train, no? Jindé Dhamé Bola, yes, maybe now, maybe just stop a little bit earlier because I need to look some text. So I'll stop here, so maybe next Wednesday. Okay, next Wednesday. Yeah. So, Dhamasi, the text that Rinpoche said, how many times do you recite? Did you ever ask Claire that we need to do, or like sometime, you know, why I'm saying this, sometime, or like when you do the DVD or so, the 100,000 taro recitation needs to be do. And typically in the monastery, where we do, you because there's a lot of monks there, you basically ask them to do, they will do. So what...
organized asking for help from like other centers. So we have asked other centers to help with
the Tara praises. So that means we are doing by ourselves.
No, but
he
said we need to do it or organize getting it done, but not to ask a monastery
within FDMC. Huh?
Did
somebody say don't ask
the
monastery?
He said don't ask the monastery.
Yeah. So, How many we did? 21,000 places?
Almost 30,000.
The number is 100,000.
The number is 100,000.
Yeah, even though even if we haven't done even half. So now Claire's asking when we'll finish?
She asked when we hope to get finished. And I said
we hope to get finished. Hope to get finished the very first day. Yeah. We are hoping that in the first day we are hoping to finish first the very, very first day. But when it comes to a practical level, it's not that easy, you know. So we can't ask other people to do, but you know, we have to do by us. That's not, you know, easy. The class, we have only 1.5 hours. So, and, so now the text that I need to read, that like probably has 1,000 pages, 4 times. Yeah, that takes probably a long time. It's not going to finish because I have all my, you know, I have to do all my other practice. So, you know, so in other centers there are like probably, you know, like how much contribution they're contributing.
I don't know. I mean, people are just putting it on the website. I don't know.
Yeah, last time when I was in California, so they said they are doing it for Central, Kadamba Center asked. I said, good, very good news. So then, well, when I was teaching there, so we did. So I think like we need to come up with some ideas. The way the pace that we do now probably, I don't know how long it will take, maybe. People need to volunteer to make commitments to help, you know, otherwise, or when it's night class, 1 hour, like, 21,000 places, like, 20 people, 30 people. Maybe need we need more volunteers.
Yeah.
Volunteers.
Yeah.
You can do it at home. The Rinpoche said that we have to organize. Like otherwise, you know, usually you just after monastery they will do within 3 days,
right.
Done. So, but you know, you cannot ask now. So then maybe.
I'm hoping now that Claire asked us. I don't know. What
No, I mean people are doing it. People are doing it. 100,000. That's a big number. No, people are. I'm not saying people are not doing it. People are doing it. So what I'm saying now, we need to make more commitment to finish. Otherwise, like, sometimes, you know, like, easy to ask when you're going to finish. Practically, it's not that easy to finish. So you could easily ask when you're going to finish. Yeah. If you, the person who's asking you, if you need to do, how long that will take? Not easy. Easy to ask. You know, let me know when you're going to finish, when. Easy to say. Practically, it's not that easy to do. You know, so that we have been saying that, but you know, need to make some kind of commitment. So that's why I'm ending this class a little earlier. So I look for the text. So I forgot that Father Domasi told me before. I completely forgot. So then yesterday, there was a Domasi reminded me. 4 times, hear somebody root tantra, that's not that long, but it has like 22 chapters, something like that. But another one has like thousands of pages. 4 times, 5 times, or 4 times?
I don't remember.
Yeah. So that, I'm not going to ask you voluntary, so I need to do, because it's all in Tibetan, not translated in English, so I have to do. So I have to figure out how to do, maybe. So, yeah, there will be no volunteers because nobody reached Tibet, so that I have to do, or maybe I need to ask someone to do. So now 21,000 pages already translated in English, a lot of people already been memorized, so now need to think, help, you know, SPC Dormasi is like, you know, she also has so much things to do. So now we need to think. Actually, Rinpoche says it's for light of the path. When we do, person who's doing it, you get benefit. No matter what you do for what cause, person who's doing it, they get benefit. Maybe there's another way to, you know, help people to say 21 Therapies for betterment of the life of the path, but you get the benefit. So maybe think about, you know, also comes the ways to help the donors, how to maybe motivate people to look into the, and then you can also count, you know, I also do every day, I do many of them, so you can count. But someday, you know, my day also get interrupted by people talking to people here and there, so then a lot of things happen, then I don't get a chance to do much prayer. So then, you know, it's going to be, then be squeezed. The numbers will be squeezed. No, so other than that, you know, most of the time, I do also a lot of them, so you can count. No.
You almost get the 70,000 in 300 days.
In 300 days?
Yeah. Yeah.
40 people, 5.
40 people, if we have 40 people commit to do 5 Tara mantras every day,
not mantras,
for 300 days.
Not Tara praise, but
yeah,
lots of
21.
Yeah,
the 21, yeah, 21, you know, yeah, that's what I mean. So you almost get the 70,000 that I mean.
5 isn't that many.
No, it's not. No.
It's 200 a day.
Yeah, you can do 2 in the morning.
But you can do it anywhere, right?
Yeah, you can do it anywhere. You don't need to sit down. You can do anywhere. Yeah.
Okay.
You can do 2 in the morning, 5 in the morning. But anyway, it's just 40. The magic number is 40 for 300 days.
Okay.
So it will be a good thing to ask 40 people
40
to commit,
people.
You know, anywhere.
It's not
that much. No,
right.
You get
that
commitment. Children, like, yeah,
come Sunday,
all our
children,
20
children, sing
at
once.
We
can do this.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
The
Kadamba
Center
will
throw a big party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we all dress in green.
Yeah. Yeah, green cake. Green food, yeah. No kale, no kale. So we've been doing this 21 Therapies. Not like we are not paying it. We are doing it, but there's so much you can do. Like class, there's only 1.5 hour a week. Meet twice a week. So then, you know, if you count on that, it'll probably take like eons, 1 eon. So maybe the best, you know, so maybe Sunday, but there are more people, there are a lot of people all memorized. So I think you get a lot of benefit because you are the one who's saying it. You get benefit. Oh, no, I don't get any benefit. Maybe light of the path they get benefit. No, no, that's wrong. Yeah, because of your practice, first you get benefit, then of course any obstacles, the Rinpoche asks, you know, it'll probably remove motivations, then definitely you get benefit. How come you don't get benefit? Because you are the one who's saying it. They can't say, I don't get benefit. No, you get benefit. So maybe, like, as Michelle suggests, maybe, or she suggests, you know, like, ask for the volunteers, like, then, you know, 40 people, maybe we could get 50 people. There are a lot of people who know how to research in our places. And yeah. So now, no, because sounds like they are going to ask deadlines sooner or later. So they are going to ask you when they are going to finish. Huh? So then, you know, like, we do our best. So, yeah.
Okay. Is there, and forgive my ignorance, is it possible, like, well, I do a prostration, we have a group of people.
Yeah, yeah, sure, yeah. You know, like, yeah, prostration, you can do anything, like any prayers. That's a very good idea, yeah, very good. So maybe, you know, something like that. So maybe request and motivate them to participate. Oh, yeah. Okay, so now time's over, so thank you very much. Oh, yeah. Yeah, some of the dedication.
To do the praises?
Yeah, we'll do it now.
Yeah.
Do you mind? Oh, yeah, 121 our praises.
Okay, it's on page 191 in the Go Prayer book. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara born from the green letter tongue, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara. You who rescue all who are destitute, to you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. Oh, my prostrate to the noble, transcendent liberator. Homage, Tara, assist heroic, eyes like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening statements of the Lord, as heroes, true bone lotus. Homage, she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with my rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, waterborne in hand adorned it, giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, hearse here. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, actions, triumph without limit, relied on my conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage, worshipped by the All-Lord, Shaka Ani Bamamar, honored by the host of spirits, corpus of Gandhavas Yakshas. Homage, with Archa and Pesound, destroying plasmatic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right, and blazing in a raging fireplace. Homage to the very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart, her finger, so adorn her with three jewel mudra. Light may masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crowning, emitting garlands of light. Fearful, laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all earth guardians' assembly, shaking, frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments most shining, Amitabha in her hair now, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she must read the blaze like eon-ending fire abiding, righteous left and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beat it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels you just conquer. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she who sealed this peace nirvana. She endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes whom in knowledge mantra, arrangement of the 10 letters. Homage to the received letter of the shapeless syllable whom by foot stamping shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage fish holding in her hand a hammer spoon of devil like form, whose spice spoken tar and pay, totally dispelling poison. Homage to whom gods and their kings and the king arose to honor. Armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels their drinks and conflicts. Homage to whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Vaishara and Tutari, dispel severe contagion. Homage full of liberating power by the set of three natures, Trisosasa spirits, yakshas, and race corporate supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations, thus are 21. I turn to page 190 for the prayer of the benefits. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by all the beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. Okay, so a good turn to page 235 for the general dedication prayers. Gewa di nu du da la ma sangge du gyu ne do wa chi kya ma lu pa te Janshu sen charen poche, ma ke panam ke guchi, ke wanyam pa me paya, gone gondu pe wa sho, shampe pa wo jita ken padam, kundu zampo de yan de jinte, de dan kungi jesu da loche, ke wa di dan tan che rab tu ngom, tu sun she pe ke wa tan che ki, Ngo wa gana cho tu nak pa de Da she ge we ca wa di kun kya Sampo chu chu rap tu ngo wa hi. Then 244 and 245 for the long life prayers.
Gandhi ra we ko we shing kam de Pendan de wa ma lu shing we ne Chen re si guan ten zing gya tsu hi Sha pe si te ba du ten gyu ching Jonu iye na la wang shu tu, awatare ten para zopa, lo zange we de to le pel shu, sha shen gengyo la ma so wa de. Tu su chan jin jang genge we, ten zin kyan pe we kun zu do po tse, chok sum kul we leg mun tu du. Padok so duje gundu jap ten sho Om tare tu re so ha 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha Om tare tu tare tu re so